The Secret Life of the Superior is also called the 1000. If you manage to listen to the whole 2 hours of Alex Hormozi answering questions video, you can tell that there is a common way 1000s think and behave. One of these is to avoid doing things in order to agenda replace the joy of doing.
The joy of doing?
Yeah.
What joy?
The joy of being cause.
What?
I thought so. Humanity as a whole hasn't activated the causing gene. We also call that gene the choosing gene, or the responsibility gene. I remember when I first experienced it. I probably had it already been working, but you don't experience everything that is working. It was in 1977. I was 30 years old and my boyfriend at the time paid for my driver's education. It was my first actual driving lesson. I was told to press the gas pedal and the car moved. After a minute or so I burst out in joy. I realized that the car moved because of what I was doing.
Priceless.
That is the joy I am talking about. I didn't take it for granted that my action caused. 10 years later I had the experience that my words, like a 10-foot pole, moved the people at whom they were directed. Later I experienced the God-like state, my words create my beingness. And lastly, I experienced that choosing what is causes peace and silence.
What is the alternative?
The alternative, depending on your level of self-awareness, you are familiar with. You bumble around, hoping that things will happen. Hoping that you'll feel better. Desperately hoping that someone comes to your rescue. Those who know the magical state of being cause cherish it and wouldn't give it up for the world. But to experience the magic, and attribute it to the DNA adjustment, takes some humility which is in short supply and humanity. Humility means that you allow something other to occupy the center of your cone of vision, and be the celebrated one, not yourself. I measure the inverse. How much your self-concern, how much you occupy your cone of vision, because it is easier to conceptualize it, you just remove yourself from the center, I thought, but I was wrong. I haven't had anyone even attempt that. Oh well. The handful of people who bought the 14 seconds long energy audio that turns on the DNA adjustment, 6 or 7 genes, I forget, according to MuscleTest were eager to buy, not so eager to use. I guess it takes humility to want to move yourself to the driver's seat and drive your life. I guess fear of being the one who drives it off the cliff also plays a role. The comfort of saying I am not the one to blame also. When I am doing calls, I do the honors and regularly turn the DNA adjustment on. What we find out in the calls, whether a private call or a workshop, need you to want to be responsible, want a cause, or the call, the workshop won't work. Information is not power. Causing is power. And I can't cause you to do anything, only you can. Back to agenda. To the infamous why. Back to being the dog that is wagged by the tail. When an agenda, a future, a why, a desire is causing your actions, you are doomed to almost 24/7 misery. So what shall I do? You should ask. I habitually ask my students this question when they say they would do something, to what end? To the untrained ears it sounds that I am asking for the agenda, the goal, the why. But I am not. To what end? Specifies a direction, but allows you to remain in the present moment, where you have power. Power to do, power to say, power to be. Power to choose what you are doing for no reason other than that is what you are choosing. When you have the agenda, goal, etc., you are automatically doing what you are doing in the valley of the shadow of death. Or as Alex Hormozi says, you live in the I want that because I don't have it misery. The higher your desire number, the more miserable you are. It is written somewhere that it is not money that is the cause of all evil, it is the want of money. And all evil comes with an experience of oneself, misery. Some soul corrections are more resistant to choosing and causing than others. Every soul correction that has a number 2 among its 3 numbers.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why numerology would be predictive. But it seems that it is. The number 2, they say, the numerologists, is about balance and cooperation, which, in my interpretation, says that the about me number of these people will be sky high normally. And with a sky high about me score, removing one's self-concern and turning away from the backdrop, it seems, either feels impossible, or hard. Which means that people with a number 2 are more likely to be dogs that are wagged by the tail. Powerless, cowardly, and forceful. If you have a number 2 and you are succeeding to any degree, I celebrate you. The more a tiger earns its stripes, the further it can go. Bonnie, my Friday podcast partner, has a 2 in her soul correction, and is working hard to overcome the big pull of the backdrop. If you would like to get my last call with her, an amazing call, or even to subscribe to the calls, you can. The evolution is tangible. And is all due to the work she is doing on herself with the technology I created, a powerful, potent, countable structure for the fulfillment of your dreams and your projects. Get today's call with Bunny. The calls are 90 minutes long and come in my mobile app. The mobile app has a desktop version too. P.S. The word superiors comes from the book I loved, The Art of Hunting Humans. I put here to the audio segment that talks about them.